يا أهل الكتاب, O people of the book, لما تحاجون في إبراهيم؟ Why do you argue concerning Ibrahim عليه السلام؟ وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون؟ While the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed until after him, then will you not reason? يا أهل الكتاب, O people of the book. The Jews and the Christians, they had claimed about the religion of Ibrahim عليه السلام that they were the followers of Ibrahim عليه السلام. That the Jews and Christians, both of them claimed that they were on the religion of Ibrahim عليه السلام. They said that we are of the Abrahamic faiths, monotheistic Abrahamic faiths. And they also claimed that Ibrahim عليه السلام, the Jews said that he was a Yehudi, and the Christians said that he was a Nasrani. So Allah questions them that لِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ, why do you argue about Ibrahim, meaning فِي دِينِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, concerning the deen of Ibrahim عليه السلام. The word تُحَاجُّونَ, as you know, is from حُجَّة, حَا جِيم جِيم, and حُجَّة is an argument and evidence that is presented, and مُحَاجَّة is an argument in which both the sides, both the parties are presenting arguments to refute the other. Both are presenting arguments to refute each other, to overcome each other. So why are you debating? Why are you arguing about Ibrahim alayhi salam? The Jews said Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Yehudi. The Christians said no, he was not a Yehudi, he was a Nasrani. The Jews said we're on the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Christians said no, we're on the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So why are you arguing about this? وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ, the Torah and the Injil were not revealed إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, except after him. Why is this mentioned over here? Judaism came into existence after what? After the Torah, after Musa alayhi salam. Because the Torah was revealed upon who? Musa alayhi salam. And after him, what happened? The Bani Israel, they called themselves Yehudi. Inna hudna ilayk. Right? And the Christians also, they believed in what? In the Injil. And when was that revealed? Much after Ibrahim alayhi salam. Injil was given to Isa alayhi salam, and it was given to him much after Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Judaism came into existence after the Torah was revealed. Christianity came into existence after Injil was revealed. And you say that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew, or you say that he was a Christian? How is that possible? It doesn't make sense logically. He came much before the Torah and the Injil were revealed. Much before. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, will you not then reason then? Will you not reason what? The falsehood of what you say. We learn that Muhammad ibn Ishaq bin Yasar, he reported that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, the Christians of Najran and the Jewish rabbis gathered before the Messenger of Allah and disputed in front of him. When the Christians came from Najran, the Jews of Medina, they also came, and both of these groups had started disputing with one another. The rabbis, meaning the Jewish rabbis, they said Ibrahim was certainly Jewish. The Christians said certainly Ibrahim was Christian. So both of them started arguing, and each claimed that he was a follower of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Ibrahim alayhi salam was a follower of their religion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimands them over here that Musa alayhi salam came much after him, Isa alayhi salam came much after him, the Torah and the Injil were revealed much later. So how can he belong to your group? Will you not reason? So first of all, we see that we must use our reason, we must use our intellect, we must be logical when it comes to understanding the deen. We must use common sense when it comes to understanding the deen. It doesn't mean that if you don't understand something when it is clear in the Quran, you say, because I don't understand, I will not accept. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that to understand the deen, we should use our mind. We shouldn't just believe and accept and follow without understanding. We must believe and accept and follow, but we should also use our mind. Allah has given us our aql not just to understand math and science, but to also understand the deen. So we must use our aql to better understand the deen. Sometimes, you know, we're reading a particular book, or we hear of a story or we watch a movie or something like that. And if we don't understand something, what do people do? They'll go online, they ask other people, okay, what exactly happened and why did this happen? If there's a game, there's so much discussion and so much that goes on afterwards. Why? To better understand what happened. But when it comes to the deen, we say, okay, fine, that's it. We don't bother using our aql. We don't spend time on trying to understand our deen better. Allah says over here, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So we should use our aql, we should use our reason, we should use common sense when understanding the deen. We learn in Surah Ali Imran, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. O people of the scripture, why do you confuse the truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while you know it? So, something that you know, something that you're aware of, you know about the truth and falsehood, still you confuse it. Still you hide it. This is also going against the aql. This is also going against common sense. Similarly, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 44, we learned, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْتَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you order righteousness to the people and forget yourselves while you recite the scripture? Will you not then reason? So another point of using the aql in deen is that if a person is telling other people to do that which is good and he is not following it himself, what does it show? That he's not using his common sense. He's not using his mind. So our deen is not just about blind faith and blind following, but rather it is about accepting, understanding, and following. But accepting comes first. We must accept, we must follow, and we must also understand. We also see that many differences amongst people can be resolved using simple common sense. Sometimes it's small issues, little things, and they are made into big issues. But they can be understood using common sense. For instance, just the other day somebody asked me from the class that one of their friends, they believe that the Prophet ﷺ is alive in his grave. Meaning his ruh is there and he's alive. If you use common sense, if he is alive, should he not be on the earth guiding people? You can refute this claim with, you know, several statements of the Quran and Sunnah. You can do that with the statements of the scholars. But even if you use common sense, simple common sense, many of these issues can be resolved. So what is needed is that we must use our aql when it comes to religion. Allah says, "Ha antum ha'ula." Here you are, those people. Which people? حَاجَجْتُمْ فِي مَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Who have argued about that of which you have some knowledge. Meaning here you are, arguing about something that you have some knowledge. فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. But why do you argue about that which you have no knowledge of? If you are arguing about something that you're aware of, okay, you have the right to argue because you have ilm. But something that you don't have ilm of, do you have any right to argue about that? No, you don't. Ha antum. Ha antum is a combination of ha and antum. Ha is harf tanbih and it is a word that is used for exclamation. It is a letter that is used for caution. Just as we have in the word هذا. هذا. Remember I told you that ذا is actually the word that is pointing towards something, which is why it comes in ذلك as well. Right? So هذا. So why does هذا come? ها is for the purpose of exclamation. This. هذا. This thing. Right here. Close to me. Because هذا is used to point to something that is close. Right? So ها is used for exclamation. And أنتم, as you know, means you all. And ha antum gives a sense of a antum, that are you haulai, those people who hajajtum, you all are arguing, you all are disputing, fima lakum bihi ilm, concerning that in which you have some knowledge. Notice ilmun ends with a tanween. What does it mean? Some knowledge. You have some knowledge with regards to this issue and you are arguing about it. Which issue? What does it mean by مَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, that which you have some knowledge of? This is understood in two ways. First of all, the matter of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. that you know that Musa alayhi salam was given the Torah, Isa alayhi salam was given the Injil, and you claim to be the adherents of their religion. So you have knowledge of the Torah, you have knowledge of the Injil, and you claim to be the followers of the Torah, you claim to be the followers of the Injil, and you're arguing about that. What was the argument between the people? The Jews said, we are right. The Christians said, we are right. So something that you have knowledge about, you are arguing. You have the knowledge of the Torah, you have the knowledge of the Injil, and you are arguing as to who is right, who is wrong. But you have knowledge. Your argument is based on some kind of evidence. Others have said that مَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ refers to the matter of the Prophet ﷺ. That we learn from the Qur'an, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognize him as well as they recognize their own children, their own sons. They knew of his signs. They knew of his descriptions. They were fully aware of them. So despite having knowledge about the Prophet ﷺ, what did they do? They disputed and they disbelieved in him. So over here Allah says that you know about something, still you argue. You know that he is the messenger of Allah, still you don't bring iman upon him. Still, you don't believe in him. فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ Then why? لِمَ Why on earth are you arguing فِيمَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ Concerning that in which you have no knowledge of. And what is it that they had no knowledge of? The matter of Ibrahim a.s. So yes, you can say you have knowledge of Musa a.s., Isa a.s., about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you argue, okay, fine, your argument may be valid. But if you're arguing about Ibrahim alayhi salam, about whom you have no knowledge, what authority do you have? What evidence do you have? What right do you have to argue about that? You have no right about that. Wallahu ya'lamu, Allah knows about what? The truth about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wa antum la ta'lamun, and you do not know. You do not know what? The truth about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And because Allah knows the reality, therefore what he is telling you, believe in that. Allah knows the reality, whatever he is informing you of through his prophet, believe in that. So whatever Allah tells us with regards to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, we must believe in that. Not what people have fabricated, not what people say. Many people argue about different things, about different situations, about different matters, and they have some knowledge about it. And generally, when people learn a little bit about something, they start arguing about it. For instance, they learn about some ingredients, whether they're halal or haram. And then any person who's having a particular food that has that ingredient, they will start arguing. Well, you know, this is not halal because such and such reason. Okay, you have some knowledge, but at the same time, you don't know the fiqh. But you have just a little bit of knowledge and you start arguing. This is something very common between people. But we see that people also argue about things about which they have no knowledge of. For instance, people want to have a discussion about the deen. What do they talk about? Suicide bombing, women's rights, hijab, polygamy. Okay? These common things, controversial matters, this is what they will talk about. And if you ask them, have you studied the Quran yourself? Have you studied the fiqh yourself? Have you studied the hadith yourself? No. They have no knowledge, but they will write books. They will write articles. They will go give lectures. They will go on translating parts of the Quran without any knowledge. And this is something that the people of the book did not suffer from, but even Muslims today suffer from the same thing. Arguing, especially with regards to religion, without having any knowledge of religion. Without having any knowledge. They haven't studied it. They haven't learned it. But still they will go on arguing. They will go on debating. They will go on objecting at the deen. Recitation?
يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزل أُنزِلَتْ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ حَاجَجْتُمْ فِيمَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِيمَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And this is something so foolish that you're arguing about something about which you have no knowledge of. For instance, a person goes to the doctor and the doctor says, you have to go for this test. He says, why? Who are you to tell me? Well, you don't know about yourself. You clearly haven't studied medicine. So how can you argue? And if he starts debating with the doctor, no, it cannot be. It's not possible. What you're saying is false. I don't agree with you. He is being foolish. So similarly, when it comes to the matters of deen, we go on arguing about the deen without having any knowledge, without knowing, without learning. And many times, people who argue about the deen, their knowledge is based upon just what they have heard. Only what they have heard from their forefathers, from their families, what they saw in the news, and that's it. They don't have any in-depth knowledge themselves. So who was Ibrahim a.s. actually? Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Ibrahim a.s. was neither a Yahudi nor was he a Nasrani. He was neither a Jew nor was he a Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا. Rather he was حَنِيف. مُسْلِمًا, a Muslim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not of those people who associate partners with Allah. Who is Hanif? Hanif is from Hanafa. And what does Hanafa mean? Mail. It means to incline. So it means to lean onto one side, to incline onto one side, and stay firm upon it. To incline onto one side and stay firm upon it. Janafa, which is the opposite of Hanafa, is to swerve. It is to keep going back and forth, to keep shaking. But Hanafa is to incline onto one side and then become firm upon it. To not move from there anymore. So for instance, the word Hanif, the Arabs, they would use it in pre-Islamic times. They would use the word Hanif for a person who left idolatry, who left sin, who left worldliness, and he became monotheistic, meaning he worshipped only one God, and he became focused on worship. So he left everything and he became focused on worship. So, if you look at it in our life, many things come across us. Do this, do that, do this haram, do that haram. Go after this, go after that. But what is Hanafa? To turn away from all of that, to incline away from all of that, and stay firm upon the way of Allah. To stay firm upon Hidayah. So Hanif is someone who is ma'ilan anil shirk. Someone who inclines away from shirk. Someone who stays away from shirk. Someone who stays away from shirk. So he was Hanif. He left all types of misguidance. He left all types of shirk. And he was focused on what? Tawheed. And he was also Muslim. Who is Muslim? Someone who submits. And remember, submitting to Allah is of two types. Submitting to Allah in the batin and also in the zahir. Batin, meaning on the inside, what does it mean by that? That's submitting one's will to Allah. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam was told, Aslim. And what did he do? Aslamtu. So this includes the correct iman. That whatever Allah requires us to believe in, we believe in that. We submit to Allah. Secondly, and also it includes sincerity. Muslim also includes mukhlis, meaning one who is sincere. And secondly, Islam means submitting to Allah on the zahir, on the apparent. So what does that mean? That a person also obeys Allah. The iman, the belief, is not just in his heart, but it is also manifest in his actions. So he was Muslim. He had submitted to Allah internally and externally, in the batin and in the zahir. He had ikhlas And he also did ita'ah. He had sincerity and he also obeyed. He had iman and he also had amal. Why are all of these qualities mentioned over here? Why do you think so? Why is this quality mentioned over here? What's the context speaking about? About the Jews and the Christians claiming that they are upon guidance. So what does it actually mean to be guided? That you just say? Huh? You also have it in your heart. You also show it through your actions. So he was Hanif and he was also Muslim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he never did shirk. He was not of those people who do shirk. He was not of those people who do shirk. What does this hint to? That the Jews and Christians, they had indulged in shirk. But Ibrahim a.s. did not do shirk. So if you claim to be the follower of Ibrahim, this is a checklist. Are you Hanif? Are you Muslim? Do you stay away from shirk? If you meet all of these requirements, then you are on the way of Ibrahim. But if you're not, then you're not on the way of Ibrahim. One very important lesson that we learn here is that many people, in order to support their claims, or in order to prove the correctness of their ways, what do? They use the names of other people. They claim to be students of so-and-so, members of so-and-so, adherents of so-and-so. We belong to this school, I went to that school, so-and-so is my teacher, therefore, I am right. Whereas in reality, it's possible that their teacher never said anything like that. Their school never promoted anything like that. But why do people use the name of others? To give their claim more authority. To give their claim more weight. And sometimes people go to the extent of fabricating things and they say, this is in the Quran. Or they say, the Prophet ﷺ said this. Whereas what they have said is far from reality. So when we have to present the truth, what should we say? What should we say? That my teacher said such and such? Or that this scholar said so and so? What should we say? This is in the Quran. This is in the Hadith. So we should go directly to the source. Don't get stuck in the people. And one more very beautiful thing we see over here is that this whole argument is about the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Ibrahim alayhi salam had passed away. He wasn't alive anymore. If he was alive, he would have said, no, I'm not a Yahudi, and I didn't do shirk. But who is defending him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beauty of ikhlas, that when a person is sincere to Allah, then Allah defends him. He doesn't need to defend himself anymore. Allah defends him. Many times when we try to do something that is good, when we try to do that which is right, people turn against us. And we think that our defense is in our own hands. Somebody writes us a bad email, we send them 2 emails. Somebody publishes an article, we give a refutation of that. But what should we believe in? That Allah is going to defend me. If you are sincere, if you are Hanif, if you are Muslim, Allah will defend you. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam is being defended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim. Indeed, the nearest of people, the most worthy of people to Ibrahim alayhi salam. What does it mean by this? Awla is from the root letters wa ulamiya, wali. What does wali mean? To be close. Awla is closest. The one who is most worthy of something. So, the most worthy of people to Ibrahim. What does it mean by that? Meaning the most worthy of saying that they are the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That they are upon the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The closest people in religion to Ibrahim alayhi salam are who? The people who have the most right to say that they are upon the millah of Ibrahim are who? Alladhina ittaba'uhu. Those people who follow him. Those people who follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. Follow him in what way? In his hanifiyya, in being a hanif, in being a Muslim, in not being of the mushrikeen. So those people who follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they're the ones who are on the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They're the ones who have the most right to say that they are upon the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who else is most worthy of making this claim? وَهَذَا النَّبِي, and this prophet. Which prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who else? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those people who have believed. In who? In Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and Allah is the wali of the believers. So we see over here that you can't just come close to a person, you can't just claim that you're close to them just by making statements or just by saying things. But you come closer to another, how? Through actions. Through ittiba. The only one who is close to Ibrahim a.s. is the one who follows him. Not to someone who claims that he is close to Ibrahim a.s. So, actions, they speak louder than words. And over here we see that in this ayah, a decision is being made between the disputers, between the disputants. Who are the disputants? The Jews and the Christians. Each claimed that we are closer to Ibrahim alayhi salam. We are on the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What does Allah say? Neither of you are. Who is the one who follows Ibrahim? So you should check yourself. Are you following the way of Ibrahim? If you are, then you're on his way. Also we see over here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is closer to Ibrahim alayhi salam in religion. And also those people who have iman in him. We learn, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ نَبِيِّ وُلَاتًا مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَإِنَّ وَلِيِّ مِنْهُمْ أَبِي وَخَلِيلُ رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Every Prophet had a wali. Who is a wali? A supporter, a best friend. From among the prophets. And my wali among them is my father Ibrahim, the Khalil of Allah, the exalted, the most honored. So my wali among the prophets is who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam was not just his descendant, but he was also very close to him in his religion, in his manners, in his submission, in being sincere to Allah, in being a hanif. Another very important thing that we see in this ayah is that Allah ends the ayah by saying, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is the wali of the believers. Many people say that only some people can be the awliya of Allah. There are some chosen people, some people who are up there, very pious, very righteous, saints. Only they can be the awliya of Allah. And I am only a human being, I'm only a common person. Therefore, I have to go to those awliya who can take my request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what does Allah say? Allah is the wali of all the believers. You can be close to Allah. How? By being a believer. By doing what Allah wants you to do. Because every act of obedience that a person performs, where is he heading to? Closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every act of disobedience, a person is going farther away from Allah. So remember, in our deen, when it comes to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't need any middle person. We don't need any intermediary. We don't need to go and prostrate in front of a person who has died, a person who cannot hear, a person who cannot listen. No, we can go directly to Allah. Wallahu waliyul mu'mineen. Pray directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the wali of the believers. So, there are no special people who are the awliya of Allah. Yes, there are degrees, there are levels of closeness to Allah. But that level is determined by what? By your iman and your amal. By your belief and your action. The stronger the iman, the closer the relationship. The more the amal, the closer the relationship. And the less of that means, the weaker the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين.
There is a hadith that is recorded in Tabarani, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba fillah wa abghada fillah wa wala fillah wa ada fillah, fa innama tanalu wilayat Allah bidhalik." Whoever loves for the sake of Allah, and whoever hates for the sake of Allah, and befriends for the sake of Allah, and shows enmity for the sake of Allah, would get Allah's friendship. Who gets the friendship of Allah? Who gets the wilayah of Allah? The one who loves for the sake of Allah, hates for the sake of Allah, befriends for the sake of Allah, and shows enmity for the sake of Allah. So in other words, he gives top priority to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything, anyone he loves, why? Because that love is going to take him closer to Allah. Anything he dislikes, why? Because liking that thing or liking that person is going to take him away from Allah. Anyone he befriends, why? Because a friendship is going to draw him closer to Allah. And anyone with whom he does not keep friendship with, why? Because that friendship is going to take him farther away from Allah. So what's the goal of this person? To be closer to Allah. So when a person does that, what does the hadith say? فَإِنَّمَا تَنَالُ وِلَايَةَ اللَّهِ. Then indeed he would attain Allah's friendship. Because he's doing everything to get closer to Allah. So Allah is the wali of the believers. There aren't just some special people who are up there and only they can be the awliya. No, even you can be. It depends on what you do. Let's listen to the recitation of these verses from the beginning.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون ها أنتم هؤلاء حاججتم فيما لكم به علم فلم تحاجون فيما ليس لكم به علم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين